Blog Talk Radio.
To the Mosaic Show with Flava in LA. You were just listening to I Love My Life by Black Stax featuring Miss Felicia Loud. That is our theme song going out of this year, and probably we're going to take it into 2010. LA,
probably.
Are you there?
Probably. Come on now. You're taking that from the window to the wall. I already told you this 2010, the prelude 2010 song of the year. I'm already putting in my bid already. You're going to hear it here on the Mosaic Show. You know, you're not even going to find that on Q93 or none of that. You're going to find it on the Mosaic Show, baby. I love my life, Black Stax. BlackStaxMusic.com. For more info, go on, check that out. Most definitely. But like I say, 2010, we're getting it in. Please believe.
Well, I had to start out the show with that song because, you know, ooh. I love my life.
you came out the gates like gangbusters, Flavor.
What can I say? I woke up feeling pretty damn good today.
Hey, say that then. Say that then. Say that then. Let it be known.
I woke up to a nice surprise. I walked down the front room and saw bodies laying on the couches, and I'm like, okay, who's here?
You have a slumber party over there?
Huh?
You had a slumber party over there?
You had a slumber party and Nanny didn't even know it. It's like, boy, I must have been out to the world. But anyway, my daughter Tamiko and my grandsons EJ and Matthew came by and stayed the night. So they're here, and I think there's a chance Tamiko's listening to the show.
Yeah.
Oh, and I have to tell you, L.A., my grandson EJ brought me the best present. The best present. He brought me this little soft, fuzzy piece of cloth that's leopard print.
Oh, man, you probably, But you probably have it rubbed up against your cheek right now, huh?
I do. I have it around my neck.
Okay.
I do. I said, take a picture and have it around my neck. Oh, my God. I was just, EJ gave me the best present. It was the best way to start my day. So thank you, EJ, from Nanny. Nanny loves you.
Okay.
We going to get you love in leopard print, L.A. For those of you that don't know, my big thing is leopard print. I don't care if it's hot pink, but, you know, mostly brown. And, yeah, it's my thing. I got it all over my bedroom, and I got stuffed animals. I got clothes, shoes, purses, you know, underwear, sheets, pillows.
Hey, they don't need to know all that. They don't need to know all that. Too much info right there.
Hey, that's okay. Ain't no skin in my game, okay? I'm getting ready to turn 50. You know how excited I am about turning 50. I already told you. We're going to set up something for my 50th birthday. We got the photographer, right, Terry Creighton?
Big up PC. Big up Terry Creighton. Oh, doing it real big, getting it in. I see you, TC. Yeah, so did you get any flurries or anything up your way?
No, not my way. You still getting it out your way?
Got a couple of flurries out of my way. It seems like it died down. So hopefully we don't get any like we got last year.
No, I know. That was way too much. It was beautiful to look at from inside the house, but, yeah, to have to try to get out, that's a different story. I'd rather just remember that period in Seattle by the pictures I took.
Yeah. But, yeah, don't forget for all the listeners out there, that call-in number is 347-857-1189. So please call in just to say hello. You want to drop a dime or two, drop 20 cent, 30 cent, whatever you want to do. Come on in, give us a call, drop that. But other than that, Flavor, how your week went this past week? How was your week?
Well, this was rather a busy week, don't you think, L.A.? I think it was very productive as far as Flavor News goes. We got some meetings in. We got some projects, you know, completed some projects that we're continuing to work on. And I feel real like we're going into 2010 very strong with what we're doing. You know, as far as everything else, it was a pretty good week. Yesterday I was a little frustrated. I couldn't get into the website. You know, that drove me crazy. I went about, 12 hours or something like that, not being able to get into the website. But, you know, Microsoft worked it out for me, so now Mama can get back in there.
So dark for everybody, side worked it out for you, huh?
Yeah. So everybody, put, you know, yes, I created the site. We're going to come up with a lovely site come 2010. But I'm pretty proud of what I've done. So go to www.flavanews.com, bookmark it. We update it, or I update it on a regular basis. L.A. just gives me the yay or the nay. And so, you know, check out the different sites. Check out who we've got featured, who's in the newsletter. We're working on getting our Art Emporium up, so you can check out some of L.A.'s clothing line. I've got my bookstore up. You know, we've got a calendar page of events that we're starting to get notices from different artists and promoters that we're putting up on our page. And we look forward to 2010 and having that just, you know, booked full. It doesn't need to be people right here in Seattle. It can be events anywhere across the United States and across the world, because our show does not only reach the people right here in the Pacific Northwest. We go all over. So I encourage you to get with us if you need some help in getting the word out about what you're doing. We also have an advertisement page you can place your ads on. And there's different ways that you can advertise with Flavor News, through our Ning site, through our website, through the radio show, and through our newsletter. So, you know, let's do it in 2010.
Mm-hmm. Big shout out to Stan over there in London, right?
Yeah, Slane. Mm-hmm.
Slane
mm-hmm.
over there in London.
Yeah.
Doing it real big, getting it in. So, yeah, so man, just letting everybody know that it's not a game no more. Not a game. So not a game no more. Please believe. You better, for everybody out there, man, just get on your game. Can't knock nobody hustle out there. So, you know, get on your grind and do you. Whatever it is that, you know, you got to do to make it in this world, because it's a dog-eat-dog world out there right now. So, you know, you definitely want to surround yourself with some positive energy. That's what everybody needs to go into 2010 with, positive energy. Leave the negative energy behind. 2010 is all about getting that positive energy, surrounding yourself, you know, around positive people, and you know what I'm saying? Do it like that, because that's what I'm doing in 2010.
Am I positive energy, L.A.?
Yeah.
Okay.
Very positive energy.
That was a good
But, you
response.
Know, positive energy makes you want to do, first and foremost, positive things. Then it makes you, you know, it makes you be creative, you know.
It does.
So if you ain't positive, you're gonna have negative energy, and you're gonna be hustling backwards. You don't wanna be hustling backwards. You know what I'm saying? But I have a song for that coming up too, Hustle Backwards. So please believe, when we talk, we got something to back that up as far as art form, as far as music is concerned too, people. So please believe what we talking about. I want y'all to take heed, because we're not just blowing smoke. Like I say, we're not selling wolf tickets. We're not selling trick bag material. We're trying to get, you know, we're trying to instill, you know, ethic and but knowledge and wisdom. That's what everybody needs to have. If you have that, you could get everything else will come. If you get the wisdom and the knowledge of self and everything like that, all that other stuff is gonna manifest itself. So. I'm saying, when you take shortcuts, you're not cheating nobody but yourself. So you have that in mind, and you want to do things right. Measure twice, cut once. You know, everything, you know, wasn't built quick, fast, and in a hurry. Take time. Got to make sure all the schematics, all the dimensions, everything's right for you to move forward and for it to be successful, because it could be one thing that's off, and the wall comes tumbling down. So, like I say, you just want to make sure everything is done right. And, you know, not quick, not fast, but done right. Due diligence, do the background. Might seem like it's some tedious stuff, but that little tedious stuff adds up, you know, over the course of time. And that becomes could turn into a big problem if you don't take care of it. So, you know, make sure you do your due diligence, do the research. Just don't go out like Flavor and myself was talking. She one of the things she said, she don't like to read the manuals. You just want to get in there and start clicking, taking pictures or whatever. Don't want to do. But if you read those manuals and stuff like that, then you never, you know, that's when you get it. Sometimes you gotta be self taught.
I'm gonna let you read the manuals and then you can tell me. You like to read the manuals, so that's your job, okay?
Hey,
I agree, though. I understand what you're saying. It's just I can't read those Photoshop manuals and stuff. I can't. It gives me a headache. Just stand next to me and show me where to click.
So you say you need the audio book.
No, I need somebody just to stand next to me. Just say, Flavor, click the mouse, go there, click the mouse, drag, click the mouse, you know, pick the color. You know, that's what I need.
I hear you.
I'm going to find somebody to teach me so I can get better.
I'm sure somebody out there that would be willing to teach you.
I know, I will. 2010, I'm going to find somebody that's going to, you know, teach me. So, anyway, with that said, I'm going to go to a spoken word piece by my friend Wisdom Supreme out of New York. Bronx, New York, and his piece is called Wealth.
Keep it real or keep it righteous. Sell your pride to the highest bidder. Auction your soul like diamonds being sold. A modern day minstrel show for gold diggers. Your character is now a caricature of what you used to stand for. Now cash and women is all you shake and chase. Binged out like a pimp's crack whore. Ballin' for the limelight. But do you have your mind right? Wanna make it rain like a pro, but who's getting pimped by the industry, bro? Masters say, shake it fast. And you say, how fast? Hoping that the pain from your shame won't outlast the cash. Think the diamonds on your neck will cover the lack of self-respect? Pimp that ride along with your pride, disgracing your race for a seven-figure check. Now see, I don't knock jewelry, because even I got my little chain. But the real jewel that I respect is the one that's on top of your neck. Brighter than any diamond hanging low at the chain of your favorite MC. And the only conflict about this jewel is when I use this tool to set the lost souls free. See, what good is wealth if your mental health is now drowning in misery and shame? From your decisions that enslave you to addictions to sin, to disgust and to mention by name. Now your soul is entrapped in a prison with inflictions the world couldn't cure.
And just think, after all of your grief, you still have the mark of the beast in hell to endure.
But imagine where our nation would be if we were free from being a slave. From our sinful desires, engulfed in hell's fire, everlasting from death beyond the grave. If we treasured knowledge before money and valued love before lust, then we can truly be the land of the free and add redemption to the phrase, in God we trust. Home of the brave, so bold in your shame. But we actually all take the blame of creating this godless reality with a money over righteous mentality. So what's sacred is sacrificed as a casualty. But you don't give a damn to take a stand. And that's the tragedy. Think about it.
That was Wealth by Wisdom Supreme out of Bronx, New York. What do you think, mm-hmm. think of that, L.A.?
Nice. Nice. Put together real nice.
I like that piece because, you know, it kind of, in a sense, speaks to how I feel. I'm not willing to sacrifice, you know, who I am. I got to stay true to me. True enough, I need money and this and that to make things work. You know, we need it to make, you know, Flavor News work. We need it to pay bills and all that. But I'm not willing to sell my soul to the devil, you know, to get there. So it's about using my head, just kind of like you and I always talk about. You know, you always, you know, read the books and do the research. You know, you don't accept just what's put out there, you know, in the media as fact. You do the research and stuff. And I think that's what more of us need to do. Just don't buy into what, you know, the commercials say.
Don't just believe what Steve Rabel say. Who's Steve Rabel?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? No disrespect to Steve Rabel, but who is he?
Right.
Just because he say something, that don't mean I got to take, you know what I'm saying, what he say. Whoever said it, I even go to Essex Porter, you know what I'm saying? I see him. Well, you know, you still have to do your due diligence, people. You know what I'm saying? I'm telling you, I don't care who it is. It could be my, you know, at this point in my day, if I'm gonna get checkmate, man, I'm gonna make sure, you know what I'm saying, I know what's going on, man. I don't care if it's my mother. You know what I'm saying? I'm just keeping it real.
Mm-hmm.
I'm doing my research. I don't care, you know, because ain't nobody. You know, I believe it ain't no, I'm not going to say nobody smarter than me. You know what I'm saying? I don't care how many degrees you got. I don't care what your grades are, whatever. You know, I don't care. I'm not going to say nobody smarter than me. You might know more than me, but that don't make you smarter than me. So, with that said, I'm about to get into this next cut. Like I said, I have a cut for everything that I've been talking about. So the Hustle Backwards cut from the big homie Jace E.K., Silent Lamb Project off the classic Red Scribe Pages. Hustle Backwards.
Four is my number. Life's like a dice game. My name is Nina E. Cage, rooted like sage.
with pages and knowledge. No college or street, hustling deep. Creep off with like act boy, B-boys, my boys, listen. Study coins, do the work, then coins. Join forces with the force, enlighten like a torch. Still exposed on curves with no nerves. Urban like iceberg, chapter to destroy the master. Speak the parallel, SL. Jake's race like Shay, Ante Diop. Cut from resistance, persistent like travels. Around the marble. Some see purple, a quick fix, come to fix. Like Stevie Nicks, car wash for eye polish. While sunken, monkey playing drunken, what's the price? 2 for 10, or 10 for 2, no clue. Fast track like bong flash, but here's the king sing. Some hustle backwards.
There's one nigga you ain't fooling, but I mean I'm hitting the game.
Established between the must and lack of trust. Washed out looks, get scripted for books. Novels grovel and pose for flicks. Put heavyweight before overrate. Signify before the lie. Belief is brief, chief to maintain. Sight to stay slight, plight like army-ish. Bullshit unclickish, but licorice for soul. Control outset, got love and set. Perplexed with corner spewing into what they doing. Who's running, perplexed with. Hope this life remain anonymous, but just to hustle backwards. Fortune, palm scorching, reverence torching. I need a pop for the shop with figures. Trying to hide from being fingered, pointed in direction. Detection told by eye contact. I like the contact, exact format. Exchange pretty things, transform slang into verbal onslaught. Wolf bread like hemp head or jewels on head. Fed outreach, teach, don't preach. Stop telling so much and remain much. Some hustle backwards. Some hustle backwards.
How did you get so rich, Daddy Rich? What's that from, Flavor? Big ups to Jace E. Keynes, man. 1/3 of the of Black Stacks. That's off of his solo project, Red Scribe Pages, called Hustle Backwards. How do you get so rich, Daddy Rich? Gotta love it. Car Wash. Big up, Car Wash. Gotta love it from that area, era, that 70s. Yeah. What do you think about that, Flavor? How do you like that?
Well, you make it even funner. What can I say?
Oh, man. Daddy Rich.
Well, I guess
yes, y'all.
Now, huh?
yes, y'all. Like they say, old. Yeah. But yeah,
so
this week we got a lot of things going on this week, right? A lot of shows, a lot of events going down this week.
We do have a lot of events here in the Seattle area. And you know, speaking of Black Stacks, they're going to be performing on Thursday the 17th down in Olympia at our state capitol at the Royal Lounge. The doors open at 9 and show starts at 10.
Get there, people.
And it's only $5. You know, it may seem like a little ways, but if you're down there in the Tacoma, the Lacey, you know,
all
Olympia
the
area.
St. Martin students, all those St. Martin students
that's
out
right,
there.
St. Martin or
students.
Evergreen, you should get there. You know, besides the fact, you know, there'll be a caravan going down from Seattle. So then on Friday, December 18th, is the Winter Classic with featuring Big World Breaks. I'm so excited because this coming Wednesday we're going to have Jasmine and Aaron on representing this particular
Town Entertainment,
and they're going to talk about the different artists that are going to be participating in the Winter Classic, and they're going to tell about Big World Breaks and about the town entertainment. So tune in Wednesday to meet and greet them, but the show is going to be Friday, December 18th at the Nectar Lounge on 36th out here in Seattle, Washington. That's also $5. And then last but not least, on Sunday, December 19th, is going to be D Black along with our favorite Yidim Sek. That's going to be performing at the Chop Suey, which is on Madison, on 13th and Madison, and that's $7 to get into that particular event. So if you missed the information and you want it, you're here in Seattle, just go to www.flavornews.com and click on the Flavor News calendar, and you can find all the information there. So with that said, I think that maybe we should go to some more tracks, since we've got just tons of tracks and we never get anywhere near.
Want to play a little Big World Breaks for them?
Yes, we could do that. It'll be easy for me to find them. Okay, we're going to play Emerald City Step by Big World Breaks. That's going to be performing at the Nectar Lounge on December 18th.
Location in Seattle where we fight to see the sun. Tell the audience where your mama come from. Check, check, negative. My history lies on both sides of the west. Some of y'all fly dangerous. Told me never forget your languages. I gained a gift. Strength from my mama's pain. Hustle from my daddy's game. Boom, rock, dot, dot. Not coming from your average crop. Hip hop from Senegal to the Emerald City to the Central, y'all. I've been a boss. Going out to my mama, I'ma give applause. Pause, play, partake. In tradition, never walk away. My history, I part the way. I never ever quit, got a part to play.
The haters in the place, would you please? Rang-a-lang on Rainier Rab, running light from MLK. Natural mystic in the air, with a trunk full of bait. The music sees no color, it don't discriminate. So tell the people where we step at.
Location in Seattle where we fight to see the sun. Tell the audience where your mama come from.
She's from Haiti, Lakai, crazy the sky. Obscure with gunpowder that's up and arrive. Mountain is high, we out to get time. Dollar, all about how to survive. Father be watching my mama alive. Rap like a pop, rock the drums and it rides. Now Hondas and Caddies and salsa is eye. Asians were frozen 2009. It's what you will find and guess it gets wild. Step on the sunshine and top baby fire. Step on my soul back in Haiti, meanwhile. People back home can't get rights for their child. No wonder I die for the rights of my idol. The streets are dimly like the river to die. Crocking in Arctic cold blood and I'm part of the party that push for the people. No ego with grills on my smile.
Take a look around.
Come from.
From the home of the Commonwealth, just above the Bible Belt. Sunday morning, bended knee, Pentecostal AMB. Beach drive, country night, nothing like them summer nights. Cooking out, passing time, shorties catching firefly. Times are gone, kids are grown, they trap or die, let bullets die. Fade fast, won't that cash? Face go boom, but the guns go blast. Virginia Beach, these Northwest streets. Born in the south of the town, raised me. I'ma represent every ounce of me, cause this one's for my family.
From Addis Ababa, after being schooled in the town of Diridawa, she immigrated to Baltimore. My mama only knew one person, only had $100. Late 60s before she
met my papa in the 70s when they used to march. He studied Marx, lived what he taught, spent 3 years before they split apart. I was born while the war popped off in the Horn. Her family was caught, she brought him one by one, we're raised in the sun, the South Bend is where I'm from. Deacon Hill, BL, 18 is crazy, gentrified to some different lady. That's 3 generations off in this place, now my home is not a place.
To the haters in the place, would you please wish your fate? Rain the lane on rain and rap, running like from MLK. Natural music in the air, with a trunk full of faith. The music is a color, it don't discriminate. So tell the people where we stand back.
That was Emerald City Steps by Big World Breaks right here out of Seattle, Washington.
Big up Big World Breaks. Actually, I've heard them perform that live. Actually, that's Yidam Set, Kings, and B Flat from Godspeed. So,
okay.
Yeah, I've heard them play that live. So, definitely a hot track. I'm sure they would probably be getting that one in at the show on this Friday. So, yeah. Yeah, I'm telling you, it's going to probably be a very, very live event. The same with that live band element involved into it, I think the fans that turn out will be real satisfied. And once again, it's only $5, right, Flavor?
It is only $5.
So I'm telling you.
Yeah,
treat
so that's
yourself.
At the Nectar Lounge on the 18th. But be sure that you turn in this Wednesday, the 16th, at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and you'll get to meet Jasmine and Aaron, who will be coming to you, telling you more about Big World Breaks, about the Winter Classic venue that we're speaking about, and to tell you more about Town Entertainment. So be sure to tune in then, and we'll be playing more tracks from the artists that will be performing at that particular venue here in Seattle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, you know, we'll get in another track. One of those artists, dynamic duos that will be performing on that bill that night will be the Black Aries, which consists of Yidam Set and LaRue. So we're going to get into it. This is one that we broke here on the Mosaic Show. So this one is called Breakthrough by Black Aries. Hope you enjoy.
It's about that time that the town get it just. New Sweet 16, yeah, bitches. I'ma bust through into the industry shit. Can we bust through plenty of stages and mics? I'd like to touch two aside from the 15 minutes of fame. Whips, honey dips, and immaculate brains. All things in moderation when I'm blazing the chain. But with the new mouth to feed, now I'm stacking the chain. Acting deranged on a quest to get paid. No question. My type style labeled renegade. Like Mick Jagger on a Tokyo stage. My main mission, leave them fully amazed. I step the beats with my bullyish waves and max the beat like I was trying to get laid. Feel my pain, partner. A bit sharper when it comes to the skills. I'm your man if you weren't in it real. I can't lie to you. Folks be like the kids, we really want you to chill. These suckers have, they don't want me to build. I kick it live to them. Bring the fire to them. Chicken heads with open legs, yep. I bring the fry to them. Omar, HBO, bring the Y to them. I peep the madness taking over the game. If you don't understand, I come to explain.
When I say black, y'all say Aries black. Aries black. When I say black, y'all say Aries black. Aries black. When I say Aries, y'all say black. Aries black. Aries black. When I say Aries, y'all say black. Aries black. Aries black.
I got that hot grease. None can stop me. I'm copy. Imitated but never copied. I'm concrete. Intimidate them all like Nazis. The God speaks. Burn them to the bean like coffee. They own me. To the bone like raw meat. I'm all strict. Look me up in prison and call me. You got all weak. Open the blinds. They've been all sleep. Faking the folk like Ted DiBiase. Trying to look bossy. Trying to talk bossy. Eat them like coffee. Haters get them off me. Line them like Yahtzee. One by another. Just like America, according to color.
the gutter. Boy in his mother. Top that there's more in this world to discover. Vita got it done up. Then I added my 10 cents. Rue got the whole town burning like incense. Had it since the infant. Got it at inches. Sugar Shane. Right off the brain, he admits it. You were lame. Like that tally spits it. You ashamed. Cause you were not enough to walk like Aries. When I say black, y'all say Aries black. Aries black. When I say black, y'all say Aries black. Aries black. Aries. When I say Aries, y'all say black. Aries black. Aries black. When I say Aries, y'all say black. Aries black. Aries black. Say do that shit, do that shit.
Black Aries in your area. There you have it. Breakthrough by Black Aries. If you want to find more information on Black Aries, you could go to www.flavornews.com to our calendar page, and you'll see some the links down there. That's under the Winter Classic flyer, and you could get more information on Black Aries and all the other guests that will be performing on that bill that night. So, yeah, man, I'm telling you, the town is getting it in. The town is doing their work, doing their due diligence, getting ready to unveil to the world the 2010, what they got going on. So what do you think about that, Flavor?
I think it's exciting. I'm excited to be a part of it, aren't you?
Oh, most definitely.
Yeah.
In a major way, you know what I'm saying? We ain't in a major way. You know, a lot of people kind of like, it's kind of like Flav is like a cyber phenomenon. You know, she's not in the traffic like talking about, but I'm telling you, people really, really know her name. If you say her name around the town, they're like, who is, she almost like a legend. You know what I'm saying? Something like that unseen legend. But I'm telling you.
I know people are starting to say, Flavor, when are you going to come out so we can meet you? So, you know, Flavor will be out there in 2010.
She in the lab cooking it up. I'm telling you. She in the lab cooking it up.
Yeah, I'm that invisible person, but, you know, I'm going to get my face out there.
Invisible woman. She's the invisible woman. You know what I'm saying? Instead of invisible man, she's the invisible woman. But I'm telling you, she gets it in. She ain't all about all that. She ain't got to be seen to be effective. I'm telling you. She's like one of them unseen viruses. She is out there.
I'm a virus? Oh, no. I don't know if I'd like that one, okay?
A good one. I'm sorry. I'll take that back.
Virus sounds like a cooties.
But I'm telling you, bro, I'm telling you, Flavor is phenomenal. That's all I see.
Well, I think that the Flavor in L.A., you know, team is phenomenal. I mean, think about it, L.A., look at when you came over to the house, right? Look at how pumped you got my kids. Michael's all ready to go out there and sell your shirts. Brittany's getting her sketchbook out, you know, to sketch out, you know, logos for T-shirts. You know, even my daughter Tanika came over to show me, you know, her amazing sketchings, you know.
See,
I mean, it's
I'm
just
saying.
Like.
It's that positive. It's all about that positive energy.
Yeah.
It's all about that creative energy.
It's contagious.
It's like it's H1N2. You know, we're not H1N1. We, you know what I'm saying? We giving it that good stuff. We trying to provide that good energy, just the good atmosphere that you want, a passionate atmosphere where you want to be creative, you want to do work. That's what we're trying to create. You know what I'm saying? That's what we're trying to build. It's creative, but Flavor, looks like you got a 9980 in the caller room. You want to go and grab that?
I'll check to see if they are listening or if they're wanting to say something.
Oh, okay.
Caller from the 980. You're on with the Mosaic Show. Did you want to just listen, or did you have something to say?
Yes, it's Thomas calling from Charlotte, North Carolina.
Hey, Thomas. How are you?
My, just kind of relaxing on a Sunday, you know what I mean?
Yeah? So how, what brought you to the Mosaic Show?
It's my first time listening.
Okay.
Okay. Appreciate you calling in, brother.
So, I mean, you said you guys have artists from the Pacific Northwest, so from like Seattle and
mm-hmm.
I guess from Portland.
Well, we're up here in Seattle, so the artists that we deal with are right here in the Seattle area, you know, but we feature artists from all over the United States. So are you an artist by chance?
No, I just like listening to music, so.
Okay, what kind of music do you like?
I mean, I'm from the Bronx originally, so I like, I love hip-hop, real hip-hop, not the nonsense they're putting out here right now with the, you know, sipping on scissor. You know what I mean? Like, I like reggae. I like dance hall. I like, you know, R&B, jazz. I like house. You know what I mean?
Okay.
You know,
okay.
I like,
oh, man, so you like real stuff. You don't like all that phony blah, blah, blah that they're playing out there. Now, I feel you, my brother.
Well, yeah, you know, I was good when it first, I mean, I kind of was around when hip-hop first started, so I know what it's about, you know what I mean? I mean, I was going to the jams in the park when I was a shorty, you know what I mean? So I remember what it was for a DJ. It was just a DJ turntables, and you have somebody come out there and they battle. They just go at it, you know what I mean? That's where it all started from.
Yeah, yeah. So so I kind of already kind of know what you're probably going to say, but just give us a little synopsis on your feel, how you feel that hip hop has taken maybe that wrong turn, and what's your take on that, and what you think
to get it
better.
It took a wrong turn. I can tell you exactly when it took a wrong turn. It took a wrong turn, I would say, going back to about 87, 88, when, you know, after like the East Coast, you know, they start, you know, because, you know, after Grandmaster Flash and Melly Mel and all them came out back in the late 70s, and then you take fast forward past Run-DMC, then you get to the new age rappers, which would be, you know, they're still old school, but they were new age for the time, would be like your Rakim, your Big Daddy Kane, Kool G Rap. Now, Kool G Rap was really the father of gangster rap.
Okay.
Kool G Rap at the time was already talking about what the cast. Matter of fact, if you look at Nas, you look at Mobb Deep, you look at all those cats, they get their, they'll tell you, M.O.P., they get their style from Kool G Rap. And so Kool G Rap, after him, then it goes to the West Coast, and then they took what Kool G Rap was doing and just, you know, amplified it, you know. And so when it went to the West Coast, that's when they turned hip hop. It's kind of like with Common. If you listen to Common's song, you know, I used to love it. He kind of, you know, breaks it down. You know, he's a hip-hop historian, and you'll see what he's saying. It went to the West Coast, and when it became corporatized, that's really when it took a wrong turn. And then, you know, then you had your, you know, the Ghetto Boys, you know, coming out, and, you know, that, and then the whole concept of, you know, equating that it can only be ghetto. I mean, honestly, when Will Smith came out back in 87, 88 with Girls Who Were Enough With Trouble, he actually was something that was good for hip-hop because he showed a different side of it from the side of it just, you know, having fun. Before him, it was Kid and Play. You know, they were kind of playful. They were kind of, you know, it wasn't about, you know, being hardcore or anything. It was just about having fun, partying, and stuff like that. So it really took a wrong turn when it went to the West Coast. And I'm not saying that it's, you know, just not just demonizing, but once it got in the hands of Interscope.
NWA, wasn't
there? Huh?
It's like NWA and whatnot.
Yeah, like Interscope Records, because this is the thing you got to realize. Interscope Records, right, when back in the past, they were a movie company at one point. So they were already kind of embroiled in a couple of different things. And so Interscope Records took it. And then if you look, you know, their videos, you know, they were very, you know, well, they can only be so explicit in their videos. But the fact that they were even promoting some of the ideas, like, you know, fuck the police and all that stuff. I mean, It had a message, but it was, like I said, when they started getting, I mean, they went from being the street reporters to basically kind of perpetuating, you know, certain stereotypes. So
okay.
That's why I see the turn. And then when it came back when the pendulum swung back to the East Coast, and then you had your Puff, you know, your Puff Daddy, he took it, and he really, like, you know, he basically slutted it out and turned it into a jump ball for everybody. So now you got, you know, all these dudes thinking that, you know, it's all, they got to have some obligatory ice in their video. They got to have some bad bitches, and they got to have, you know, they got to have a car that costs more than a house.
I got you, my brother. Got you. Mm-hmm. So who out there now that you listen to that you kind of.
I still ride with, you know, your Dead Prez in the world. You know, I fucked with them. I met them before. Dead Prez, I'm telling you, them cats, those cats are visionaries. I mean, it's kind of scary, actually. They kind of predicted what was happening with this economic crisis and everything back in 1995 when they came out with this song.
Yeah.
These are the times that try to make it so, population control. You wait for time, chase, and gold. They left more to your mind. They want the nation as a whole. Time to take off the blindfold. Know it's all this occurring. They broke that shit down in 1995 to everybody. Nobody listened to it.
Yeah, that's just how the group out here, Silence Land Project, they kind of was, you know, spitting that stuff that was, you know, before they time, and like a lot of the stuff that's going on now, they were saying a lot of this stuff back in time. It's so crazy, though. Yeah.
KRS-One in 2000 told everyone that I wouldn't be in them towers. He, I mean, so, you know, I ride with him, you know. Yeah. You know, I like the Roots, you know, still, because they represent, you know, I think originality. They brought originality back when they came out in 93. You know, that was a good time. You still could kind of consider it the golden age of hip hop when they came. The Roots came on the scene with Distortion and Static, and then, you know, Craig Mack dropped. You know what I mean? See, that was a simple boom bap beat, and, you know, it was just like, you know, it was a simple rhyme. So it kind of went back old school when he came. That's what his appeal was. So, you know, I ride with them. Trying to think who else. Your Talib Kweli, you know, your Mos Defs. You know what I mean? They talk about something. You know what I mean? You got to talk about something, really.
Yeah,
really,
you got to. Definitely. You want to jump in here into this debate?
I was just thinking, L.A., maybe you ought to play him, you know, a track of somebody out here on the West Coast and get his opinion.
Okay, well, let me see.
All right, as far as West Coast artists, I got to give it to Roscoe. I call him Roscoe. I don't know if he is. He says it's Roscoe. I don't know why I say Roscoe, but yeah. Yeah, Roscoe, he dropped it back in 96 when he dropped his joint on Nature of the Threat. He broke down world history in 8 minutes. You know what I mean? Like, I never seen someone do that shit. So, seriously, if you listen to his track, and you can literally go back and listen to his track and go research some of the things he's saying and find it's an ill track. Yeah, Roscoe, he definitely is the illest dude out there. Lyrically. There's not too many, I mean, East or West, there's not too many dudes that's really fucking with him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, here's a track that one of my partners out here, Silence Lamb, J.C. Cage from Silence Lamb Project. This is a track of his called Gunwise. Just let me play this and let me get your take on this one, my brother.
All right.
The microphone is power in a different sense, but ultimately it can be equally as devastating and have as much impact as a gun if used properly.
Mm.
The microphone is power in a different sense.
A line, perception, body, soul, rapper intellect.
Rapper intellect.
The microphone is power in a different sense.
Yeah.
Intellect.
Check the story. You gotta open your mind, your intellect. Yeah.
Rapper intellect.
Stories unfold like papyrus and Osiris with the rhyme for each timeline. Yo, it's dated like AD or BC, full of philosophy and technology with 144 revived reversions. Each excursion should be sought out as religious conflicts. What's the true crucifix? Point to the sun. I can soul see red rum. Can't move so sweat like in an hourglass. Days pass, slipped by the sun's glass and sent down the river. Yo, death from suffocation and boxes made of slivers. But return like immaculate delivers. Yo, what time?
time is it? Yo, it's endless like stainless and wire. Each higher phase like four kisses to the grave. The noteworthy move on like a clergy. And revolutionary, yo, we study the tactics. What time is it? Man laid, then man made. Man made, then man's trade. Understand man, then understand time. So every clockwise remark embarks on Noah's Ark. But my time, yo, it's spent in the art. Yo, rap for intellect. Rap for intellect. On the stand, taking a stand, black man with left hand tight. With image trying to bust out my left arm. Two cops next to the door, whipping along, tensing high. Yo, get my alibi tight. Mine's right, dry palms, read psalms from the book, focus look at the judge. Don't budge, it's like a dog that interferes. But now I'm here, yo, who's the first witness? Out here telling my business, it's all the truth. Never let them too close to the roof. Back bench, eyes drenched, get signed for my lifeline. Yo, my life's in hands, a corrupt and criminal man. Co-conspirator, got bigger. Yo, my niggas in it with me, fuck the penalty. Smile at the prosecutor, what the charges? How fraudulent, top bar this, approach the bench.
I like that. I like that. You know, I mean, yeah, you know, it wasn't to your Robotnik sounding, you know, Roger Troutman rip off, you know, that Lil Wayne and what you call it usually. So it was different. You know, what I mean, it took some. It had some elements, kind of like what Gangstar would use, like from the Jazz and Taz album. Yeah.
Okay, that's what's up. That's what's up. What do you think, Flavor?
Well. You know, Well, you already know how I feel in regards to the subject matter. You know, the powerfulness of words, and if you take it to the mic, you know, it gives it a stronger element. So, you know, as far as the message goes, you know, I love it. And as far as, you know, the sound goes, it's something a little bit different, you know, than other artists that I'm familiar with. So I see it as originality. So,
well, man, my
Thomas,
brother,
you made LA's day for calling in. This is the subject he loves to talk about.
Yeah, man. Every Wednesday, I don't know if you know, pretty much know the our schedule of our show, but Wednesdays, you know, at 8 o'clock, it's probably 11 in Charlotte, but it's 8 over here on Wednesdays and 11 a.m. on Sunday. So yeah, man, we definitely love you for calling in, my brother. Please believe in, man. Just if you should happen, if you know anybody that any friends of yours that maybe have some tracks or whatever that they want to submit into the show or whatever, man, Our website is The Mosaic Show at 206@gmail.com, man. And our website is www.flavornews.com. So if you want to just go in there, check it out. You know, it might be something on there, a way to help you out in a way. Like, we just trying to offer that platform for underground artists of all genres. It's not necessarily hip hop, you know, spoken word, producing, whatever. We just trying to, you know, offer that platform here at the Mosaic Show, man, to just get that music, get that real stuff heard, my brother. And I, like I said,
thank
you for calling in, man. And you know, if you want to just, you know, jot that number down on them days, man, and just call in to just see what's going on. You know what I'm saying? You won't just feel like just chopping it up on some topics or whatever, man. You know, please do. Please do, my brother.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. Yeah, I'll tune in. You know what I mean? So you said on your on Wednesday nights, it's coming on at 8 o'clock
man,
Eastern time?
Yeah, no, it's
8 o'clock Eastern time.
It'd be 11 o'clock your time.
Oh, okay. So it's like it's 8 o'clock your time. Okay.
Yeah, 8 o'clock. 8 o'clock
okay.
On the Pacific, 11 o'clock on your side.
That's
so,
what's up.
Yeah, man. We appreciate it, man. That's what we're going to, you know, like I say, that's all we're going to pretty much be playing on here. You know, it ain't going to be no mainstream stuff. You know what I'm saying? If it is, it's going to be some old school. I mean, real old school, you know. So, but, yeah, man, that's just, you know, and this is our first month being on. So, like I say, any type of traffic that comes through, we appreciate it, man. Number love here on this side of the country as far as where it is, and Flavor know a bunch of people over in your neck of the woods, North Carolina,
Charlotte.
So
yeah,
you never know, you might could put something on it and get some of this talent that's up here in the Pacific Northwest over to your side, and you know we could you know, lay exchange or something. You never know, because we all know fair exchange ain't no robbery.
All right.
Most deaf.
Now, did you want to hang on the line, Thomas, and listen, or?
Yeah, I'll hang on.
You can either stay on live with LA and I, or I can put you on hold so you can listen either way.
Yeah, I'll stay on. Yeah.
Okay, all right, cool. So I'm going to go to a track from an artist out of New York. This is Darian, and I'll tell a little bit about him. Oh, shoot, I just passed him. I'll tell a little bit about him, some exciting news that was sent my way in regards to what's going on with him. So this is Darian out of New York, and his piece is called The Road.
Time to leave, packed up all my favorite things. Storms could come my way, bring clouds, I'm not afraid. 'Cause I believe this will be my destiny. Storms are sending down rain, also bring winds of change. Finally, feel like I can spread my wings. Destination's clear, though my flight's been delayed. Time and time again, I found to watch your feet come off the ground. You can't help but find the strength to break loose from the chains that held you from your dreams.
Hold is a test in me.
Your face while I
I can breathe. I'm gonna do everything I can to make the most of my life on today. Cause no one really knows what the future holds. You're not promised another day. You always do yourself before no one else to make the changes in your life.
Darian out of New York. I received an email from his manager. Now, if I could click on my email. And he sent out a blast letting us know that Darian won the New Artist of the Year award on Soundtracks. So if you want to go and find out more information and who all else won on that award, you can go to www.soultracks.com/2009. Space Awards, and you can find out more information. Darian's being played over in Europe on the Top Track Awards link over there, and he's just getting played everywhere. So you can find out more about Darian at myspace.com/Darian, D-A-R-I-E-N, online, or you can also go check him out on YouTube at This Is Darian. On YouTube. So anyway, so exciting things are taking place for some of the artists that are coming our way.
Those deaths. Hey, everybody knows. It's time to get it in.
I want to play a piece that I... Huh?
The caller, I just saw that our caller had, we lost our caller, but we just want to thank Thomas for calling in, calling in, representing Charlotte, North Carolina, man. We appreciate you calling in, Thomas, man. Hope you save that number and call in more often, my brother.
Trust me, L.A. enjoyed the conversation. He's much more up on the hip-hop than I am, so, yeah, that was right up his alley.
I'm all right with it.
So anyway, I wanna play a spoken word piece from my girl Lyric out of South Carolina. She sent me her album this week, and I was able to get a few of her pieces uploaded. This piece is called "In the Name of Love" by Lyric Disciples, Marie Grady out of South Carolina.
The crazy things we do.
My amaretto kisses, as wishes whisper sweet lullabies, dancing upon dust particles in the breeze. Embrace me with the sacred promise to never leave or deceive. As I administer heart-to-heart resuscitation to awaken that barren place, the space so overflowing with milk and honey. Wandering through your secret garden, seeking, praying, hoping this moment will not be fleeting as I peel back the layers and expose the depths of my soul to you.
Just tell me what you want, baby.
I want you, baby.
And I'll fill your heart's desire.
Bask in the fortitude, rushing in like a tidal wave from a distant shore, swooping down to lift me out of the madness as we disengage the sadness and create a path leading to divinity. I wanna make you feel like you can conquer the world. Let the fruits of our love, our life unfurl into that which destiny's defined. From the day our mothers gave birth to parallel lives, I want to break the chains of past pain past as my twin opens up his soul to me, eyes reflecting the missing piece I've longed for. Oh, how I've longed for you.
Just tell me what you want, baby.
I want you, baby.
And I'll feel your heart's desire.
No conflicting reservations, because you and me edify the definition of meant to be. You ask what I want from you. I want to hold you, baby. Reap the emotional perks of being your lady. I want to lift you up when you are torn down. I want to enter your mind and restore the vibrant sound of life. Color your thoughts with passion and drown your pain in I want to be the sunrise in your soul, forever to console you. Near, I want you. I want to love you, baby. I want to love you. I want to love you, baby. I want to love you.
That was In the Name of Love by my girl, Lyrical Disciple, out of South Carolina. She's actually an amazing spoken word artist, but she's also an amazing singer-songwriter, too.
Mm-hmm.
So shout-outs to you, Lyric, out there in South Carolina.
South Cackalack, getting it in. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So, well, you know, it's interesting. I was having a conversation with my daughter, Tamiko, before the show started, and we were kind of talking about how, you know, when it comes to being an artist, there are so many artists out there that kind of do it just as a craft, as a hobby, and that are really, really good. But they, you know, they don't do anything with it past that. And then there are artists that really don't have as much of a talent as they think that they do, and they're just all out there, you know, with the hustle and stuff. And she was saying, you know, she's my adopted daughter. She kind of came into my life when she was about 16 years old. So, you know, but she was talking about how it wasn't, you know, respected or, you know, even acknowledged the fact that she has artistic talents. And so it was kind of something that she, you know, was pushed down and never, you know, brought to the forefront. And can I tell you, this girl's amazing. You know, we met her in church, the girls, my girls, and she were singing in the gospel choir. And she's got an amazing singing voice, you know, and then it came along, you know, that she can draw and write poetry and things. But, you know, I mean, what do you think, LA? Do you think that when it comes to being an artist, do you think that it's respected and as an actual craft and as an actual profession?
Yeah, I do. I think it is, but it's all about how you market yourself. You know what I'm saying? It's all about how you present yourself. If you present your stuff, your craft, your art as, you know, if you cherish it, you know, I think if you cherish it and you market it right, you should be, you know, should get some, should be able to make some money off it. But if you just, you know, if you don't really take your art or your craft seriously and it just seems as though you're just doing it as some hobby stuff, then people going to just think you just in for it just for, you know, shits and giggles, you know, not nothing on long term with it. So I think it's all about how you market your stuff and how you present yourself, you know. A lot of the things, if people know you about business, they're going to treat you like you about business. But if they know you about BS.
So what do you think, how do you go about, you know, getting your own family to respect the fact that you have a passion, you know, behind, you know, being an
artist?
When you
say forget about them and you don't, you know what I'm saying? Like I always tell you, you don't supposed to worry about what other people, you know what I'm saying? When they see that you out there doing what you want to do, they gonna know. You know what I'm saying? Like I bet you my people and my family probably thought, you know, the stuff I'm talking about is just a fad. Oh, you just going through that. I know how he do things. He talk about he had this passion for, you know, 6 months. In the next 6 months, he on some other kick, you know. So they don't really think you know what I'm saying, you that passionate about it, that you know, just not serious enough about it to go and, you know, make that sacrifice. Because a lot of people talk about it but don't be about it. But if they see that, okay, I'm tired of y'all just trying to pull my card, you know, because like I said, I know that's what my moms and whatnot probably thought, oh yeah, he just talking that he gonna come to his senses in a couple of months and whatnot. He ain't not gonna be talking about, you know, doing this. But like I say, that 2005 means something. I've been, you know, putting in my brainstorm odyssey since 2005, and it's not stopping and it's not gonna stop because this is my passion. You know, my wife can vouch for me. We had a conversation, you know, probably a year and a half, 2 years into our relationship, and I told her, I said, Kim, you know, and this was when I was at Southwest, you know, Stallion, you know, so I don't did the Fortune 500 companies and whatnot. So, you know, I sat her on she was on the couch, I was on the table, we was talking. I was like, Kim, my passion is to be my own entity, my own boss. All I need you to do is support me. I don't need you to fund what I'm doing. Just ride with me. Just believe in what I believe in. That's all. And if you can't do that, then you're not meant to be, because I'm not going to change my focus and what I have to do, because you already see how my family is. They're not really behind me 110 like they should be. So if you want to get down with me, you need to be riding with me 110. And from day one, she's all, you know, yeah, she might complain about me, you know, at the time being, you know, maybe being out a little late or not spending that QT, but she knows that my conviction and my beliefs and how I feel about certain stuff and my passion for what it is that I believe in is not going to change. It's not going to waver. I ain't no, you know, flip-flop. I ain't no John McCain like these politicians be flip-flopping on stuff. I ain't no flip-flopper. If I say this how it's going, if this how I want it, not say want it to be, but if this is my conviction on how it is that I want things to go as far as my life is concerned, that's how it's going to be. And I'm not going to second guess myself. You know, when I walked away from Southwest, people thought I was crazy. Man, you flight benefits, you know, you fly for free and, you know what I'm saying, you got this and that, but I wasn't happy. You know, at the bottom line, at the end of the day, about being happy. It ain't about no money. It ain't about what this people offer. If I ain't happy, it's not right for me. And I wasn't happy. I was bringing work home and whatnot. So it wasn't positive, you know. So I cut that dynamic out. You know, why be someplace, you know, be somewhere doing something that you're not happy. And you just here for the money, and you just here for some flight benefits? Nah, that wasn't my way. That's not how I wanted things to be. So I had to make a change. You know, before Obama and all that, LA made a change. You know what I'm saying? I ain't just talk about it. I told people. You know, this was my plan. This was what I was gonna do. Now maybe I thought my plan and my dreams was going to happen a little faster than most, but, you know, you got to think, you know. I jumped off the porch, left a job with the economic crisis, you know, everything going on. So, I mean, I wasn't going to let that, you know, I wasn't going to let that punk me. Just because, you know what I'm saying? I wasn't going to let that punk me. I wasn't going to let that dictate what it would call my shots. So I still did what I had to do. And like I said, I don't look back on it. You know, I pressed on, kept it pushing. Times got tough. I just had to dig my cleats deeper into the dirt. You know what I'm saying? That's what it's all about. And the going get tough is, you know, you can either barbecue or mildew. So, you know, I chose the barbecue. You know, make it do what it do. As long as you have, like I say, you have that one dynamic. And in my case, it was my wife. You got that one dynamic that you could count on and that's going to be there for you and that you could bounce some ideas off and whatnot, you know, things going to be all right. And like they are, you know, for me, like I say, 09 has been, you know, been a trying year on numerous aspects for myself, but at the same time, I ain't let that take away from my focus. You know, I could have crawled up into a ball and whatnot and just, you know, let chips fall where they may. But no, I had to, you know, I had to buckle my chin strap, you know, like you say, pull your bootstraps up a little tighter. You know, I had to, you know, get it in, you know. So am I happy where I am right now in life? Yeah, I'm happy in a way, but am I satisfied? No. Happy, yes. Satisfied, no. There's more to do, more to get done, and with the dynamic of, you know, Lady Flavor and the whole, you know, Flavor News and the Mosaic Show, the dynamic, like I say, is coming together like a good PB&J sandwich with a glass of milk. So, you know, we just, you know what I'm saying, it's a beautiful thing right now. The energy is positive all around. You know, just the whole dynamics. I think I'm just in the right place right now, and you know, everybody. Like I say, I just hope everybody just, you know, ride with us, and see where this voyage take us. You know, because it's gonna be some bumpy roads and bumpy ride and whatnot. Little turn here and there, little turbulence and whatnot, but I guarantee you, you're gonna have people that's dedicated, to the cause, and that's gonna that aren't flip floppers, and that are dedicated about, you know, sticking to the script. That's what it's all about, sticking to the script, sticking to that blueprint, not making changes midstream. Just stick to the script, stick to your convictions, and you're going to be all right. You're going to be all right in whatever it is, whether it's business, whether it's, you know, life, whatever. You know, stick to your convictions, stick to your beliefs, do your due diligence. Just don't, just like I said earlier, just because, you know, Essex Porter or Steve Rabel or whomever, you know, Katie Couric or whomever say it, that don't mean it's true. So please believe. Do your due diligence, people. And if it's something that you don't know, you know, look it up. Look it up. Don't take everything for face value. You know, if it's something that you think is debatable and you think it's wrong, you know, pick up a book. You know, do a little search. Make sure you right. Because if you right, that's all that matters. If you know you right, it don't matter what anybody else to say or whatever. As long as you know you right, it's all that matters. So, Flavor, I know I'm on my soapbox. You better get me off.
That's all right. That's all right. It's good for others to get a little piece of, you know, what I get out of you, and I understand what you're saying, you know. So, you know, I went through my hard works and having my coffee shop, you know, under my coffee shop Flavor Coffee House. You know, I created Flavor News, and so when I closed Flavor Coffee House in June of 2008, you know, it was easy to step right into doing Flavor News full time, and it's something that I do love, you know. And like you, am I satisfied? No, not yet. But am I happy? Yes. And when I hear Felicia Loud sing, I love my life, I can honestly say, through what LA and I are doing, I love my life. This drives me. This is my passion. And it's something I don't go into foolishly. It's something I believe in. I believe it's something that, you know, not only LA and I thrive off of, but it's something that benefits a lot of underground artists. You know, I'm connected with people all around the world. And that was such a blessing, you know, that has come, you know, to play for Flavor News, to be connected that way. So now it's just time to take it a step further. But we've only got 7 minutes left in the show, so I want to play a piece from my boy Prophecy out of Detroit, Michigan. He sent me a new piece the other night, and it's called Elevator Man.
They're struggling to get in line. Hustle from the bottom, no cover, no don't lie. 365 is in days and the phone shine. Hustle till I die, so whenever I shine, I. Your mama's telling me, baby.
Yeah. I take it to the top, yeah. My ears to the street, yeah. Think saying don't stop, don't. Now the streets is mine, and the world is next, oh, I come from hugging the block to catching royalty checks. Rap royalty's next, I'm not what they expect. Here to take the game, so y'all can have
y'all
next.
Can have.
I push it to the limit, I set my goals high. I jumped out the bucket with the crowds, I'm at the sky. The elevator man, I elevate the game. I persevered through the bullshit and the pain.
Amazing.
I could've went out at one pull like Kurt Cobain. But I'm here for a reason to change the game. You're not a game, man. We about to take it over. Old paper trail is the movement. Game over. I'm the real deal. I'm finna take a stand. I'm on my way to the top. The elevator, man.
I'm struggling to get in line. Hustle from the bottom. No customers don't lie. 365 is in days and the phone shine. Hustle till I die, so whenever I shine, I. Your mama's calling, baby.
Motivated, yeah. Not every move
move that I make is calculated. Yeah, I'm underrated. I made it through the mazes. The following is getting big. The flow is so contagious. Yeah. I rock all phases. Yeah, they can't fade it. Don't fold, don't bend, cause you trade made it. E-course raised me. Hit to a beat. I represent it till I die. I spit it for the streets. For the unknown, for those that's on the grind. Every time I touch the mic, my city shines. Yeah. Paper trail, entertainment, it's our time. It'll take some napalm to stop my grind. Oh. And I'm here to take the game to the next level. And you can dig me,
you can dig me
with no shovel. I'm the real deal. I'm here to take a stand. Yeah. I'm on my way to the top, the elevator
there's
man.
There's trouble to keep in mind. Hustle from the bottom, no cover, but don't lie. 365 is a day when the sun shines. Hustle till I die, so I never shine. Cause I'm the kind of better man.
They wanna pull me down.
Damn.
I'm in the air. I see you at the ground. I'm trying to get it in. Don't wanna see me gone. I'm trying to be a king. I can see the throne.
I'm
I know
forward.
The game is missing a real one like me.
Yep.
So I'ma go hard and rep for the D.
I
give you what you want. I got what you need.
Yeah.
You hungry for good music? I'm here to feed.
I'm
here to feed the streets. I'm here to feed the ears. I've been through so much pain and shed it, no tears.
None.
Y'all ain't seen the real one like this in years. Come the truth in the booth, just ask my peers.
Ask.
I pop here, I'm here to take a stand. Started from the bottom, the elevator man.
Elevator
I'm
man.
At the top floor, the doors opened up. The industry doors closed, well, I'ma open them up.
Keep in mind, cover from the bottom, no cover, but don't lie. 365 is a day when the phone shine. Hustle till I die, so I never I shine.
That was Elevator Man by Prophecy out of Detroit, Michigan. Well, Ellie, we've only got 3 minutes left, so I'll give my closing, and then you can. I want to thank everybody for tuning in to the Mosaic Show, whether you were in the chat room, if you were listening live on the phone, or you come back to the archive. We appreciate all of you. I ask that you come back on Wednesday, the 16th at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, which makes it 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We're going to have Jasmine and Aaron on from the Town Entertainment. They're going to be talking about their up-and-coming event, which is taking place on the 18th at the Nectar Lounge called Winter Classic with the feature of Big World Breaks. And, of course, our favorite, Black Aries, will be performing at that particular showcase. If you want to have your tracks heard or you'd like to be a feature in 2010 here on The Mosaic Show, get at us at themosaicshow206@gmail.com. Also, please, you know, go check out our website, which is www.flavornews.com. Check out the features, newsletters, calendars, information on artist services. Check out LA's clothing line and, you know, some of the books that I've got to sell of a variety of authors from around the United States. So, again, thank you so much for tuning in, L.A.
Oh, first I wanted just to add a little to the little spiel I was spilling out before we went to that last song that I think everybody should have that mentor figure, whether it's a, you know, parent, older brother, you know, older sister, whomever, that we look up to and has given them, you know, given them that real ism that we need. So yeah, that played a big part in my development, getting that mentor. So big shout out to Jay Gold, you know what I'm saying? Big shout out, big brother. Love you, man. Just everybody down in P-Town, you know, all my friends and family down in P-Town, like I'm originally from Louisiana. But like I always say, I'm a transplant that grows in any weather, please believe. So just want to say everybody down in P-Town, I love y'all. Shout outs to all my friends and family down there. You know, my brother's down there right now. So if he's listening, big shout out to everybody down there in P-Town that's doing it real big, you know. Love y'all. Keep doing your thing. Everybody, all my friends out here in the town that, you know, that took me in, you know, when being out of, you know, being not from here, but just, you know, showing me that love. So big shout out to Desus, The Truth, Master Barber, you know, all those guys. And just like Flavor say, just stay with us and build with us, because we all about the block by block mentality. So, you know what I'm saying, we're going to really do it, try to do it right, try to do it efficient, measure twice, cut once. So everybody that out there, just stay with us until next time, till Wednesday night, 8 o'clock. See y'all then. One love.